Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Forget to call every time that I'm drinking and you ain't the gotta be honest. You really believe there's a truth. You never loved me like I loved you. By the way you're talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. And if you think I could look across the bar, see you in someone else's arms, and I need you, well, who do you think you are? Somebody know, you hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, you really believe that's the truth. You never loved me like I love. You always told me you'd never leave me. You said I was your one and only.
So what makes you think I wanna hear you say
we could still be friends? No, I don't wanna be friends. Stop telling me, stop telling me. Oh, oh, oh. We could still be friends, hanging on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, you really believe that's the truth. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. And baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires. Muscadine wine, oh baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting there watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clan, I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real t-
22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like
joint with a few of the guys, when this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
Well, excuse me, but I think you got my chair. No, that one's not taken, I don't mind. You sit here I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed here on Friday nights. Oh, if you don't mind, could I talk you out of a lie? Well, thank you. Could I drink you a bite? Oh, listen to me. Anything you please. Oh, you're welcome. Well, I don't think I caught your name. Are you waiting for someone to meet you here? Well, that makes two of us. Glad you came. No, I don't. Later on, I could drive you home. No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I like it too. And to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like you too. And to tell that wasn't my chair after all.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
Many Americans are planning to travel this year. We've got money-saving tips for airline travel based on the latest research into airline pricing strategies.
Airfare has always been driven by supply and demand. It's never been really a cost equation calculation. If it was, we wouldn't have had all those years of bankruptcies for airlines.
Then, how much money will you need for retirement? A lot depends on when you choose to retire. An expert shares advice on what you need to fund your golden years.
This Gallup poll said that people worked until 61, but what they said is that they actually plan to work longer. And oftentimes that doesn't actually turn out to be true.
Those two stories and more are straight ahead. InfoTrack begins right after this.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Sky Rizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Sky Rizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Many Americans are planning to travel around this time of year, and our next guest has some money-saving travel tips for airline travel. He's Scott McCartney, the Wall Street Journal's travel editor, author, and creator of the weekly Middle Seat column on airlines and travel. So you have what you call four ticket truths to share, but before that, in general, would you say the rules have changed as far as airlines and getting the best fares and all of that?
Yeah, I think a lot of the rules have changed. The airlines have really shifted strategy in several areas. And the reason is really pretty simple. Demand is strong. We've had a lot of consolidation in the industry. So the supply of seats isn't maybe as robust as it has been in the past compared to demand. And so what you see is they have fewer empty seats. And so there are fewer sales. Prices are going up, both in fares and fees. And that pricing power has allowed airlines to do things a little differently.
So moving to these ticket truths you talk about, the first one is many nonstop flights are now cheaper than connecting flights. That's kind of surprising.
It is surprising, Chris. You know, for years, people had been able to save money if they were willing to endure the inconvenience of making a stop somewhere, a connecting flight. And it doesn't really make sense from an airline cost perspective, but it does make sense when airlines had empty seats that they needed to fill with cheap fare passengers. If somebody was willing to spend the time with the connecting flight, they would get a cheaper fare. That's no longer true in many cases. A couple different firms did research for us on this and found that often nonstop flights are now cheaper. So look at it from the airline's perspective. If you're going from, say, Boston to San Francisco, you could make a connection anywhere in the middle of the country, or you could take a nonstop. And say you would stop in Dallas. The airline would rather sell a nonstop New York to Dallas ticket and then a nonstop Dallas to San Francisco ticket rather than the connecting fare. You can end up with twice as much money. And these days they're able to fill those seats with more nonstop passengers. And so they have priced connecting itineraries higher to incentivize the sale of nonstop seats.
Your second ticket truth is Sunday and Tuesday look like the best days to check for discounted prices, sort of. What's that all about?
Well, this is something people have looked at for years and years and years. It turns out that the differences now between the day you buy are really pretty marginal. There is some advantage for Tuesdays and Sundays. Tuesdays historically were the day that everybody said, oh, you buy your ticket on Tuesday. And the reason was that airline pricing executives would come into work Monday and they'd tally up the previous week and the weekend sales and say, oh my gosh, things are slow. We need to run a sale. And so the sale would go out. It would be in Tuesday's newspaper. And because those sales started on Tuesday, that was the best day to buy. You had the most likely chance of snagging a sale, a discounted ticket. What happened was the newspapers became less important in airline advertising. You're buying directly on their website. They can target sales through the website or social media. And so they would do that for the weekend. During the week, business travelers are buying tickets. On the weekend, it's leisure travelers, and they're much more price sensitive. And so you could stimulate some sales offering discounts on the weekend. Sunday turned out to be the best day. When you look at data now, and Expedia and Airlines Reporting Corp looked at a huge amount of data of actual tickets from last year, and a big data analytics firm called Three Victors looked at results of 22 billion queries. And what they found is that, yes, prices can be cheaper on Tuesday and Sunday. The flash sales that airlines run on Tuesdays through social media have some impact. But the reality is they don't run many sales anymore. And so there wasn't that big a difference. In fact, Three Victors found it really was only $2 or $3 when you average it out across all those billions of queries that you get an advantage. So I think there still is some advantage to Tuesday and Sunday, but it really is small dollars compared to everything else.
Interesting. Your next ticket truth as far as airlines and travel are staying over a Saturday night can save money, except at beach destinations.
Yeah, this was another one that was a little bit surprising. You know, the Saturday night stay used to be a staple of airline discounted tickets. And the reason was they didn't want business travelers to buy the cheap fares, so they would impose that requirement. That went away. Business travelers really hated it. There were all kinds of games and schemes to get around that. And the growth of low-cost competition really made it kind of obsolete. But it turns out that there still is an advantage if you include a Saturday night stay in your trip. What happens is there are still lots of international fares with Saturday night stays. And even, I think, domestically, there was a clear advantage. And I think the reason is that airlines just know that these are more likely to be leisure travelers if an itinerary includes a Saturday night stay. The Expedia and ARC study looked at three-day itineraries that included a Saturday night and those that didn't. And they found that, on average, tickets could actually be about 25% cheaper if it included a Saturday night stay.
We're talking with Scott McCartney, the Wall Street Journal's travel editor and author and creator of the weekly Middle Seat column on airlines and travel, and his fourth ticket truth, the historic link between oil prices and airfare has been broken. Very interesting.
It is. I think airlines still use this as an excuse. Oil prices are up, so we have to raise fares. Historically, there has been a close correlation. If you look at the rise and fall of oil prices, the rise and fall of airfare tracks very closely with that, but no more. The reason is airfares and fees have basically just kept going up. And so lately, whether oil prices come down or whether they go up, airfares are doing their own thing. Airfare has always been driven by supply and demand. It's never been really a cost equation calculation. If it was, we wouldn't have had all those years of bankruptcies for airlines if they could price tickets based on their costs. They can't. It really has to do with the demand that's out there for tickets and the supply of seats. And so with that tight supply and increased demand has come a disconnect with oil prices. I think it used to be that people would, if they thought oil prices were going up, they'd kind of rush to buy tickets. If they thought oil prices were coming down, they might wait to buy a ticket and see if you could get a cheaper price when oil prices come down. But you can't really play that game anymore.
Now, let's say I know that later in the year, I'm going to be taking a trip. Maybe I'm going to a family reunion or I'm going on a long planned vacation. How far in advance is the best time to buy the airline tickets?
This is a really interesting question. The cheapest prices generally are found 3 months to about 4 weeks before departure. There's a lot of data out there now tracking prices. As people make searches, that data is collected and now gets analyzed. So you can day by day track the lowest prices that airlines offered for a particular route. I would start looking about 3 months out if you know exactly when you're going, where you're going, and really make sure you buy before 1 month. And when you see a good price, grab it.
Scott McCartney, the Wall Street Journal's travel editor, author and creator of the weekly Middle Seat column on airlines and travel, with some really helpful advice for all of us who are planning to hop on a plane and go somewhere. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. Good to be with you, Chris. Enjoyed it.
Next, how much dough do you need for retirement? That story, coming up.
You're listening to InfoTrack. More after this. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
On average, Americans have to rely on their retirement savings for over 2 decades. But there are ways to stretch those dollars and even find extra income. Here with the story, InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. The best retirement planning is not done once and then forgotten, but revisited. A new report can help us do that. It brings us the latest government and private sector information that we all should know for retirement planning. Ariel O'Shea is investing and retirement specialist at the well-known website nerdwallet.com. She joins us now to share the data and some strategies. Ariel, before we talk about specific tips or even calculate how much money we'll need, we do need to understand how long we might live. What is the latest estimate of that?
Based on some information that retirees told Gallup, the average age that they retire is actually 61, which is earlier than you might expect. And then once you hit your early 60s, your life expectancy, according to the CDC, is about 23 years. So this report that we put out, this article that my colleague wrote, is based on a retirement time horizon of 23 years. But you know, that's going to vary based on your family health history, how long your parents lived, things like that, your own sort of lifestyle. And so you really want to take those things into account when you're planning for retirement.
And do we know what age on average people plan to work until?
This Gallup poll said that people worked until 61, but what they said is that they actually plan to work longer. So I think that's important to point out. A lot of people think they're never going to retire or that they're going to retire later than other people. And oftentimes that doesn't actually turn out to be true because, you know, health pulls them out of work, things like they didn't expect forces them to retire earlier than they had planned.
And as you're hinting, much of your report is based on Gallup polling data, but also the government's Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, as to budgeting, what does the government say about how much retired people spend?
The BLS says that households headed by someone who is over 65 spend about $46,000 annually, which is less than the average of all U.S. households. That's an average number, though, so it may be more or less than you plan or will need to spend in retirement. So it's really important. I mean, retirement is very personal, and it's really important to look at your own spending, your own lifestyle, and come up with a number that's going to meet your needs.
And especially those really big ticket items. What are the top 3 most expensive budget items for people 65 and older?
I think there are a lot of what you might expect, right? They spend most of their money on housing, followed by healthcare and food. And the expense there that you really don't have a lot of control over is healthcare. You don't know what sort of health issues are going to hit you. You don't know how much that is going to cost. So that's something that you probably need to over plan for just to make sure that you're covered.
And if a person wants to find out, as we all should, how much he or she might need for retirement, how can this be calculated?
This is really important. These are all averages. They're all estimates. You need to get a more accurate goal for yourself. And so one way to do that is a retirement calculator. NerdWallet actually has one. You can plug in some information that's very specific to you, how much you currently have saved, how old you are, how much you plan to spend in retirement, and how much you currently earn. And you can even play with your life expectancy to find out how much money you're going to need for retirement, and also what you already have saved is going to provide you in retirement income.
And what about the unknowns that concern many of us, especially inflation? Does the calculator take that into account?
The calculator will take that into account. And so, you know, the most important way to hedge against inflation is to obviously be invested so that your money outpaces inflation. So that's really important. I think a lot of people think that when they hit retirement age, they need to pull their money out of stocks and put it into sort of safer havens because they're going to start drawing on that money. But really, you want to leave a lot of your money invested in stocks because you have to remember that that money needs to continue to grow and outpace inflation for those 23 years or however long that you live after retirement.
We're discussing retirement planning with Ariel O'Shea, investing and retirement specialist at nerdwallet.com. Ariel, for those concerned that they might not have enough for retirement and might already be retired, you do offer four approaches, so let's take those one at a time. First, look at the equity in your home.
Right. If you own your home and you have substantial equity in it, you can consider something called a reverse mortgage. Now, these can be a little bit complicated, so you probably want to talk to a counselor about them. And in fact, in a lot of cases, you do have to talk to a counselor. But how a reverse mortgage works is it essentially turns that equity into a steady paycheck to you. So you'll get regular income based on the amount of equity you have in your home. And that can be a good way to tap that equity without actually moving.
And your second idea is to shop for an immediate annuity. What is that?
An immediate annuity is basically when you hand an insurance company a lump sum and they promise to pay that lump sum back to you in a sort of a guaranteed monthly stream of income. It's a way to ensure that the money that you have saved will last your entire life because the insurance company is going to guarantee you those monthly payments in exchange for the lump sum that you've paid them. Again, this is a complicated investment in some cases. It's really like an investment and insurance policy combination. And so I would recommend, if you're thinking about that, to talk with a fee-only certified financial planner to get a plan in place.
Are annuities safe? And what is a typical payment we'd have to make as the initial investment?
You can really make anything as the initial investment, but the amount that you get paid back in terms of those monthly payments is going to depend on how much you gave and your age. They are safe, but like I said, they're pretty complex in some cases. There can be a lot of fees, things like that. So I think it's important to get some guidance while you shop around.
And how do we discern which immediate annuity is better than another? What are some of the factors we should look at?
Well, you want to look at fees, how much you're going to get in that monthly payment, things like that. And again, those are things that a certified financial planner can help walk you through. You want to talk to someone who's not actually selling the annuity. So that's important because you want them to not have that conflict of interest, which is why I mentioned talking to a fee-only certified financial planner, someone who's not pushing the annuity on you, but is going to, you know, help you look for an annuity and then can also talk through your options. Like maybe that reverse mortgage is a better option. Maybe you have other ways of tapping some income.
And typically, investment advisors say that withdrawing no more than 4% from a diversified portfolio is sustainable. But you say don't do that every single year?
We don't necessarily say don't do that every single year. But what's important to keep in mind is that your portfolio value is going to fluctuate every year. And so the amount of that 4%, you may want to flex that a little bit based on how the market is doing. The 4% rule basically says that you can draw 4% out of your portfolio the first year of retirement, and then you sort of adjust that amount for inflation every year. But if you are able to spend less one year and you're worried that your savings isn't going to last as long as you do, then spend less by all means.
And for people expecting to live exclusively off Social Security, according to your research, Social Security typically makes up how much of a retiree's income?
Social Security and private and government retirement assets makes up about half. Those numbers are from the BLS. So that's going to depend a lot on your income pre-retirement. Social Security replaces more income for lower income households and less for higher income households. So you can get an estimate of what your Social Security benefits might be from Social Security. And it's a good idea to do that and factor that in when you're using a retirement calculator, because you do, you know, want to count on Social Security to provide you with some income, but it's certainly not going to replace all or even, you know, close to all of your income for most households.
All good advice. Ariel O'Shea, investing and retirement specialist at nerdwallet.com. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. A production of Syndication Networks.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you've been told that nighttime exercise will disrupt your sleep and that morning is the best time to hit the gym, recent research says that may not be true. InfoTrack's Roy Mackey is back, and he has the story. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Penny Larson is the lead author of this study from the Charles Sturt University School of Exercise, Science, Sport, and Health in Bathurst, Australia. So tell us what the big headline would be from your study of exercise.
We found that early evening high-intensity exercise did not disrupt sleep, and evening exercise also had a greater impact on reducing ghrelin, which is the hunger hormone.
Interesting. When you're describing exercise in the evening, this is not simply going out for a walk after dinner. This is fairly high-intensity exercise, right?
Yes, exactly. So the participants performed a 30-minute high-intensity protocol, which involved 6 1-minute maximal efforts on a bike, and then they had 4 minutes of passive rest in between those sprints.
And these were middle-aged men?
Yes, so they ranged from 35 to 60, but I think our mean was about 44 years of age.
And did they work out before dinner or afterwards?
It was before. So we did ask them to fast for 2 hours prior to participating in the exercise, and this was for the appetite variables that we were measuring.
Penny, you referred to it a moment ago, but talk for a moment about how these evening workouts affected their appetites.
Sure. So with the afternoon and the evening trial, we asked participants to fast for 2 hours, and we found that pre-exercise, acylated ghrelin was slightly elevated for both the afternoon and the evening trial, which may have to do with the circadian rhythm of that hormone. But then post-exercise, we saw a significant decline in ghrelin, which would suggest reductions in perceived hunger.
So it sounds like if someone was wanting to use exercise as a part of a weight loss program, maybe working out in the evening is a better idea.
Possibly. Anecdotally, participants did say that they ate less. We didn't see it in the recorded diaries that we had, but they did say they were less hungry. Basically, their focus was on recovery, not so much on eating.
I understand you also found differences in the different times of day in the person's strength or power?
Yes, so it was an aerobic high-intensity protocol, so they were on a stationary bike, and we found that their sprint power outputs were higher compared to the morning exercise trial. So it appears that they were able to put in more effort in the afternoon and the evening. So whether this had to do with a preference of being a morning person versus an evening person, or whether there's actually something physiologically going on, would need further investigation.
So your study found that it did not negatively impact sleep. How soon after exercise did your subjects get to bed?
So it was around normal bedtime for them, which was about 10:30 p.m. Some participants did go to bed a little bit later. So exercise was performed about 3 hours on average prior to sleep onset.
So do you have an opinion about how late in the evening may be too late for exercise?
Obviously, it's going to be different for different people, but I personally would suggest that so long as the exercise isn't actually impacting your sleep duration, so long as you're not cutting off your sleep for the purpose of exercising, then it shouldn't negatively impact your sleep. Whereas if you're enforcing a shorter sleep duration, then that's going to have other effects on the subsequent days, and if it's prolonged, obviously the weeks and months there as well. But I would also suggest the same for the morning. So you're not getting up earlier than you normally would for the purpose of exercising, but it becomes your normal routine.
So what's next in your research?
I would like to do a similar study with female participants, just because there's a lot of hormonal differences between males and females, which may show different responses, or to actually see the weight management benefits of exercising at different times of day.
Penny Larson, PhD candidate from the Charles Sturt University School of Exercise Science, Sport and Health in Bathurst, Australia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
That's it for another weekly installment of InfoTrack. Our internet services are courtesy of Pear.com. Special thanks this week to InfoTrack contributors Gina Tedesco and Roy Mackey. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll be with us next time for another edition of InfoTrack.
Let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me and you should do our own thing, our own way, in my place, my way. Take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Maybe you should stop right now, right here, right where we wanna be. I'll spin you around and let's just see where this thing goes. All I know is that I'm all yours, all night. I've got nothing but time, so take it from me. You want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. It's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Just take it from me. Take my word, take my heart, take my kiss, and maybe take it too far.
but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. Oh. If I hurry, I could beg her to stay. That water's right and the weather's perfect. No telling what I might catch today. So I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, another bite. I've got a bite.
Country Legends 24/7,
105.5 FM. Now we've stayed paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been wasted on thinking. Now I got a new reason for throwing them down. You.
together decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one. A diamond ring, it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. Little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, now this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. A two-bedroom mortgage is due, side and light blue powers. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas.
Your smart speaker to play WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2.